I was overheating.
I had to go away into the bathroom where nobody followed me, despite that I left my clothes on for modesty's sake.
Bathroom is a private place, generally.
Well, they said that we couldn't record in the bathroom, so therefore you could just die in the living room, because what was happening was I was overheating.
We didn't say that.
My temperature was going up rapidly. They all went outside.
That was
nice. Yes, that was really nice. They all went outside for a smoke break. I went outside and I was able to talk to them if I held a hose up to my face, because again I was overheating. At a certain point I started to shiver and I finally started, the fever broke. And I finally thought, I'm wearing soaking wet clothes, wool, soaking wet wool dickies.
Dickies. I saw the dicky pants, right?
Dicky
pants.
What were
you wearing?
Johnson's.
And I decided that I was too wet to be walking around my house like that. So what I did was I went out onto the roof. And the advantages of that was that I could talk to the people who were taking a smoke break. I wasn't all alone anymore. But the disadvantage was they thought I was going to fall off the roof, because they're like, you're out of your mind. Get off the roof.
You're crazy.
Boring update.
Boring.
Get to the up dog part.
Anyway, she's wearing a funny
outfit. Jim called. He's got the up dog.
Jim's coming. He's bringing the up dog. Rory's bringing the
up dog. You guys don't know a good update when you're here.
We know the up dog.
In here.
Let's smoke a spliff.
I was hesitant to do that because
I'll hit that spliff.
I know you guys thought I was joking this whole time, listeners, but I actually have something wrong with my voice.
Even though it's back now.
It's back now.
It is back now.
Referred to earlier in the tape. Listening.
Earlier on the tape, if you listened earlier, it was messed up, but now it's pretty much fine.
You should see
your face is just
I have to distort my face in order to keep it right, but that's just natural. So anyway, we're about to smoke a spliff. I feel like I sound just like a trashy Jersey girl. That's what I sound like. You know what I mean? Like, I really...
I sound like I work in a diner.
Colonial Diner.
I work at the Colonial Diner.
Mini meals. Can I get mini meal number 7? With my sides will be potatoes and a salad.
I got this trashy Jersey. Some people actually talk like this all the time. Hey, hon! Do you want ketchup with that, hon? That could be my life.
No, that's good. I think you should keep it.
Maybe no, I don't want to talk like that.
Get a job up there. They're hiring. They're hiring at the Hermitage, by the way.
What the Heritage?
They're probably jealous of me of my sweet nasal Jewish voice, and that's why they always hate on me when I go in there. And if I talk like this, they'll be like, "Oh, you want a Muslim?"
What's with the anti-Semitism?
I know, for real. More cigarettes, and I'm like, "No, I don't want any cigarettes. Just some bananas." And they'll be like, "Oh, okay."
Quem aceita é opção, e quem produz é o governo. A droga da insegurança, a droga do desemprego. A droga do sem teto. A droga da doença, a droga da injustiça, da impunidade. Eu vou dizer: a droga que mais mata no Brasil é a fome, presidente. A droga que mais mata no Brasil é a fome, presidente. O resto é opção. Droga pra cá, droga pra lá, a droga quem aceita é opção, e quem produz é o governo. A droga da insegurança, a droga do desemprego, a droga do sem teto, a droga da doença, a droga da injustiça, da impunidade. Eu vou dizer: a droga que mais mata no Brasil é a fome, presidente. A droga que mais mata no Brasil é a fome, presidente. É a fome, presidente. O resto é opção. O resto é opção. O resto é o resto.
No, why don't we come on like a Friday night?
Oh, right.
So I'm going to be asleep.
We'll have like
I'm
a party.
Sleep yeah, for the next yeah. month.
We'll do a whole weekend of podcasts. It'll be like a total like drug binge.
Why is it always all or nothing with you guys? First, you won't even take the drugs. And then it's like, you won't take them unless it's a full-time lifestyle. And then you...
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, we're never doing this again unless we do it every week.
Yes.
I'm serious. No, but you don't have to take the Wonder Drug.
Why does everything have to be so permanent with you people? We have fun right now.
We would have fun forever.
What difference does it make?
Stay
gold. You can't
stay
have gold, fun totally forever. Gold. We're having fun right now.
Stay gold.
Now is forever.
Master mass forever.
Yeah. In the play cold November rain.
I was thinking of the song we just sang.
What about cold November rain?
The point is, it's always like this New Jersey
drug house.
It doesn't
last forever there either.
You're right.
So pretty much lasts all winter and summer, and then
let's get some more mushrooms.
It's a permanent state of mind here in the Jersey Shore. Wouldn't this have be a fun if we had ecstasy instead of Wonder Drug, because that wouldn't be all this trouble that we're having now. The body pains.
Like, hey,
I'm not having body pains.
Let's make out.
Well, yeah.
It would be ecstasy is like this, except happier.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
I'm happy. Ecstasy, I just feel like I'm gonna die. Like, in like 2 hours, like, I'm gonna just.
He's content that he's gonna
if
die.
Ecstasy,
yeah,
though,
no, it's not. You know, I'm not that upset.
I would have my voice back, definitely.
This is it, then. It's like, it's getting dark.
Oh man.
It doesn't feel good.
Oh,
like,
man.
Yeah.
Thing. What? Make me to grow up and
yeah, no,
take
maybe.
A shower.
Yeah,
no,
maybe.
Don't say maybe. Go take care of yourself.
I
go
don't
take
want
a shower.
It. I'm enjoying the banter.
Oh, you're enjoying yourself? Then don't say you're gonna die.
Because he's happy that he's gonna die. He's content. He's a Buddha. He's gonna die. He knows he's gonna die.
He's never been born.
But he's alright with
it. I'm just saying.
Carry
yes.
on, carry
I
on.
Die,
you guys thought I was crazy when I was carrying on and getting all wet and all this stuff. I was taking care of myself. I didn't want to die.
Yeah. See, you feel like you're gonna die too, though. That's what I'm saying. This isn't that
I'm
good
doing
of a drug.
Now.
It's kind of like, you know.
What, maybe it should be called the blunder drug.
Well, you can see why we took Wonder Drug 1
first.
Well,
Wonder Drug 1 was awesome.
Okay, we took
yeah,
Wonder Drug 1 first.
Was good.
And then a year later, we finally were desperate enough to take Wonder Drug
yeah.
2.
Wonder Drug 2
is not as good as Wonder Drug
yeah,
1. They're almost the same drug. One is called 4-acetoxydiethyltryptamine. The other one's called 4-acetoxydiisopropyltryptamine.
I'm on the lady.
They're both tryptamines.
You, Ben, you got the up dog?
No, hang on.
Cool.
He was saying the names of the drugs.
I'm trying to get to talk around slippery of the Wonder Drug.
Flip the fan.
Dude, people want to hear the background.
I don't think they do.
Is this what you're looking
they
for?
They don't?
No.
The listeners don't want to hear the background about the Wonder Drug.
No, I think that's very important for the show.
Yeah.
I think, why don't we play
the
a song
of the
first,
show.
And then we'll play the background.
Here it comes, this awesome song.
Oh my god, it's my favorite song.
I don't even feel it, but Lord, how I need it. When I'm not with her, I'm not all myself. Sometimes have my breakfast right off of a mirror, and sometimes I'll have it right out of a bottle. Come on, come on, I'm gonna rip it up, tear it out, gotta get it off of my soul. I don't even miss you, but that's 'cause I'm fucked up. Sure, when it wears off, I will be hurting. Just 'cause the sun shines when you're out of my time. Just 'cause I feel bad and feel good.
There's two Wonder Drugs. Wonder Drug 1 and Wonder Drug 2. I bought both Wonder Drugs off of a website which at the time was legal. I can't remember the name of the website. It was a couple years ago. And it said that these are research chemicals. They didn't have names. I actually named them Wonder Drug 1 and Wonder Drug 2. Yeah, I mean, we tried to come up with a good name and eventually that's just what stuck. Okay, so Wonder Drug 1 is called 4-acetoxydiethyltryptamine, And it's a pretty good psychedelic. It's not the same as, like, acid or ecstasy, but it's...
It was so much better.
It's better. It's really clean. Yeah, the way that they made it is so clean, you feel fine the next day, you go to work, you're fine.
Best drug ever.
Best drug ever, that's why it's called the Wonder Drug.
Yeah.
Wonder Drug 2 is only called Wonder Drug 2 because it's related to the first Wonder Drug. It's 4-acetoxydiisopropyltryptamine. It makes you really hot. I almost overheated. I had a really high temperature.
The 70 last time, too.
Yeah. Okay, fine. Well, I'm letting them know that this is a side effect of Wonder Drug 2, not of Wonder Drug 1. But unfortunately, you can't buy either of the Wonder Drugs anymore, and they're exclusively available at Jersey Drug House. Because the feds actually made a new law saying that if you're an analog of a drug that's already illegal, that you're also illegal. So that means they're all illegal. Isopropyl's illegal. Ethyl's illegal. Make another triple propyl. You're illegal, too. You know, you just come up, keep making those tryptamines because they're all illegal. Because the feds got a little bit wise to that. So they shut down the whole thing. Instead of, because before it was funny, because they would be like, LSD, you're illegal. And then they'd be like, oh, well, acetoxy LSD, you're not illegal. And then you'd be like, way ahead of them. And this was going on for years. This was going on for years, but like only like the people who it wasn't
the propyl was legal.
Yeah, I mean everybody knows like 2CB. Back when I was in college, we used to take 2CB. Now they're at 10CB.
Whoa,
okay, 2CB like up. 2CB like
that's
made you hallucinate like a little bit. 10CB is way better. But anyway, they're now all illegal. So you can't just order them off of the internet like you could a couple years ago, which was pretty cool.
So where do you get them now?
Exclusively at JerseyDrugHouse.com.
JerseyDrugHouse.com.
Luckily, I was wise enough to invest a little money back in the day.
So if you wanted to
in
get
New
more
Jersey,
now,
it's like a buy in the stock market.
No,
the stock in the Wonder Drug has gone up so high.
You can't buy anymore.
It's a good investment.
These pills are worth about $500 each. Unfortunately, I can't sell them for that price because they're Wonder Drug 2.
You just took them all.
Not Wonder Drug 1. And Wonder Drug 2, as we know, makes you want to die.
Yeah,
so who's going to pay $500?
It makes you happy with dying.
I got to pay people and tell them that they'll be on a podcast.
People who are ready to die, like old ladies in the hospital.
I don't know.
And then they'll be happy that they're about to die.
That's a terrible thing to say.
I'm not that happy. I'm just sad about it.
You're insensitive to the needs of elders.
I'm trying to help them out.
Wait, so what does it say on, like, how do you find out when new drugs become illegal? And, like, what does it say on the website?
Exactly.
It's like immediately flushing down your toilet.
Double cap.
No. You go to the website and it says 404 server not found. And those dudes are all in jail. And they have
how do you even find, how would you even know? Like, if the drug that you possess is illegal or not, even.
Well, are you even trying to be, like, current on the pharmacopoeia? I mean,
what? No, I'm just curious. I'm really curious. That's
you're
not.
Saying, like, if you're down with the pharmaceutical
if you're really
you just know. You,
well, the information's
you
out there, but it's not like they just put it in Time magazine.
Well, it seems like it's just like every day they're like,
go to
a new thing illegal.
No, it's no, not anymore. Yeah. No, because since they made that Analog Act. But I don't know. I'm not an expert. Go to that Arrowhead Vaults. They'll keep you updated, except half the time they'll be like, I heard this from a space alien. So you gotta know half of it's half. You don't know who to believe, you know, because anybody that has the true information might.
Right.
Actually be half alien.
So what if I'm taking a trip to, like, Argentina? Can I score some Wonder Drug 1 then?
Is there any way you could score some Wonder Drug 1? Like Argentina, maybe.
I'm glad that you guys have put me up as this expert on Wonder Drug 1 and 2, but I pretty much saturated everything that I know on the subject.
All right.
You might be able
really
to...
Really have.
Fimmy goes to Argentina out there. So trying to score some Wonder
Drug 1. Send us an email at jerseydrughouse.com.
Glad to hear you. Found some.
Who is it?
Someone showed up at the Jersey
Ben,
Drug
will
House.
You get we it? Have a guest oh. at the Jersey Drug House. Unfortunately, okay. we barricaded the front door.
Come in.
They're still man. Ringing. It must not be the cops because they would be banging, usually, not yeah. ringing. Ding, 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 ding.
It's not the cops.
So they're probably.
Can we turn that light on?
Shut up, Jim. We're getting the door. We hear you. It's hard because we barricaded the front door.
We can put a couch in front of the door.
Just open the door!
Sorry. Hey, Jim. How's it going?
Pretty good.
How's Elder in free practice?
That sucks, man.
Yeah. Are you going to quit?
You can't!
Do you have the up dog?
What?
Where's the up dog?
Is this whole is it fake? great antic. We had a fake
yeah,
Jim.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
We had a fake Jim Lewis. Nobody actually came. The only thing that actually
what
happened.
You do? What was happening?
I tried to have a confessional, and this is the kind of antics that happen. Did anybody else want to take a confessional?
You're always disappointed, Jim. It's your lot in life.
Well, people have written to me about Jersey Drug House, and they've said, we want to hear a tell-all.
Oh, my God.
Well, why don't you guys drink some Jim and Jim and go get hip-hop?
Jim and Jim? Yo, why is everybody so confused about my fanny pack and throwing it all over the
floor? Well, don't leave it on my seat.
It's not your seat.
Not only have you guys trashed Jersey Jerk House to the point that the stuffed animals are now throwing up in their own vomit on the floor, but you're now fighting amongst each other. I mean, it's like really, the peace has really gone out of Jersey Jerk House. All you see is, like, spilled liquor on the carpet. Even Garfield's gone hip-hop. He knows half fashions I've never even heard of. Here.
He's totally faded, too. She has eyes, man.
All hands on deck. All hands on deck. And you better fucking hurry, cause this is the mic check. All hands on deck. All hands on deck. Start swimming to the song, cause this is the mic check. Yeah. What? Fuck your flip-flops. Forget your suntan lotion. That shit will wash it off, cause we're going in the ocean. We are rap time. Just in case you didn't know, get in and shut the hatch, bitch. It's time to go.
With the flow, I'm taking over 40s like a fucking G.I. Joe. With my show,
don't you know, yes.
Global realities. As I bust a circus rhyme with the almost casuality. I don't practice bestiality.
But when you're macking on a mermaid, it's just a technicality.
I'll start to bling it.
With diamond torpedoes.
Get off the beach.
I'll shoot the nuts out of your speedo.
Like Greedo.
He got shot by Han Solo. I rhymes are fluid cause he live under the
east.
Chilling. Drinking wine and eating cheese with a mermaid by my side.
Civil Seas.
Atlantic.
Caspian.
Aegean and Pacific. And the other two.
Get the all to frick.
All hands on deck,
especially the bitches.
Bonjour, Jumapel spins, comma spinny. Now rap to begin, so let spinny spin skinny. I see a jump through your swim trunk, and it's mini.
Well, you got this by the hooch. Cool, but all the times two. Getting the sub food, you know it's what you ought to do. Yo, one part oxygen, two parts hydrogen. Put the parts together, you whack, check. Yo, it's Armageddon,
so let me rhyme again.
Then,
yo, all hands on deck, all hands on deck.
Coming to you from the seaside.
This is the mic check. All hands on deck, all hands on deck. Yo, I think this mic is thoroughly checked.
I think I'm too spinny, what do you say?
Yeah, fucking A.
I think people would like to listen to this on their radios.
They will?
Their iPods.
They will. People will listen to this on the radios, and then, you know, we're good.
And then, what we hope to accomplish with this show, I should have said this at the beginning of the show. What the goal of this show was that people will write in, and they'll say, cool, I wish I could be on your show. Can I hang out with you? And we'll be like, no, do you have any Coke?
Look.
And they'll be like... And they'll be like, yep, we got some Coke. And be like, okay, just drop it off the back. That's the goal here at Jersey Drug House.
Right. Yeah.
With the goal in mind. Because it's not a visual show. She's doing these visual antics. This is a radio.
You know what? I guess that's the next step. If we want to take it to the next level, Jesus.
Jesus.
What are we going to do with Jesus?
Let's not get carried away. I mean,
I'm sorry. I'm,
there's no such thing as.
I told you, I can't.
Let's video close. Let's close the song. How about right?
Okay.
Yeah, you got that. We got those records, Steve.
Make
some records.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Where's the other one?
I can't find the one. What's this is our going out song. Let me get out of the bag.
All right. Oh, that's a good one.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Here it comes. Good night.
Everyone say goodbye.
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 Okay. Good night.
Thanks for coming.
Good night. New Jersey.
Thanks for coming to the drug.
Goodbye.
Let's do some more drugs.
You can tell me, baby.